This is High School Football on ESPN Radio 101.9 FM and 1450 AM, Jackson Sports Authority.
Welcome back. Just about set to go here. Second half of action from Grand Rapids West Catholic. Tonight, brought to you in part by Midwest Amusement, Eagle Heating and Cooling, Jackson Area Subway Sub Shops. They will, and again, this year sponsoring our player of the game, the Auto Lab. Legacy Assisted Living, part of the Lloyd Gannon Retirement Group. Ron Ellison and the crew at American Title Company. And the Titans kicked off to start the game. We'll get the football to start this second half. We are tied at 6-6. Lumen next week in Charlotte, huh?
Indeed.
And they won last night. They beat Ionia
35-30, maybe?
38-35, okay. I believe, was the final.
Yeah, Charlotte, Lumen Christian goes to Charlotte Thursday night. There's very few games in the state next week because of the state holiday just before Labor Day. So, and then after that, it's Harper Creek, and right now Caledonia is burying Harper Creek 33-3.
Well, now Will Davis, Josh Marsh stand down around the 10-yard line. And the second half underway. They angle it up here, and Marsh fumbles it, tries to pick it up. He gets it. Let's see who got it. Marsh tried to catch that on the run. Yeah, you can smell that, see that coming.
Yeah, and West Catholic was arriving in a bad mood, and that just had disaster written all over it.
Marsh never got full control, and he got clobbered. That ball was loose.
Really, the third really kind of bad special team play the Titans have had tonight. Boy, that's great field position now. West Catholic takes over first and 10 at their own 25. At the Lumen Christi 25, I should say.
Malone taking snaps now. Little left-hander. He's back to throw it, and it's caught. That little comeback play. Lumen trying to strip the ball, but he's all the way down to the 15-yard line. Connor Nemers.
Pretty nice safe play there for...
Same play they ran to start the game.
Yeah, for Gaetano Malone.
And they have Fox split out wide to the right. Malone. Well, sophomore at quarterback. 15-yard line. Denny Alt back there with him. And he fires it out here to Fox. Breaks a couple tackles. And he's inside the 5, about the 2-yard line.
That's actually number 7, Sam Neville, not 5.
Okay, Sam.
But he's a very nice receiver for them. And again, Gaetano Vallone, a left-handed quarterback just like Fox. They throw a nice football. They have a very nice little passing package. They don't go deep very often, but they're really hammering you with these little short passes.
Well, 3 turnovers by Lumen. Just killers. Here's a high snap. Vallone picked it up. Stretches for the end zone, and they give it to him, touchdown. Well, that's not the way you wanted this half to start, after Lumen really dominated probably about 15 minutes of that first half, and they come out here and cough it up. And West Catholic will go for 2 here at 12-6. The long rolls. They run a reverse pass. And it's caught. Lumen gets sucked in. Reverse pass for 3 yards and a 2-point conversion. 14-6, West Catholic. Second 30 seconds on 101.9 and 1450.
To most banks, everyone looks the same. Because they don't see you, all they see are numbers and statistics. That may not matter until you need a loan. But County National Bank sees you as an individual with value beyond what shows on a credit report. CNB is a local bank with local lenders using local appraisers who work harder to get you the loan you need. Everyone is not the same. We're local, just like you. CNB, banking that stays in the community. County National Bank, NMLS 399979, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This is High School Football on ESPN Radio 101.9 FM and 1450 AM, Jackson Sports Authority.
Titans down now 14-6, disastrous start to the third quarter. They fumble the kickoff, give up a touchdown and a two. With the backup quarterback, Liam Putz. Great kick. He kicked it right into a dead spot. Marsh tried to run up and grab it on the fly and really never got a hold of the football. Kick it the other way and deep. 2-yard line to run back. Harris cuts it over the 20, 23-yard line. And Lumen will start their first down. Will Davis, excuse me, on the run back, the senior at 145. Lumen back in a hole, and let's see if they can dig themselves out of it like they did in the first half. Daly quarterback. Backfield, they have Harris and Marsh. Davis in motion. Give to Marsh, straight dive. Good run. And he's out over the 30, 31-yard line. Hit hard by Sam Neville.
A really, really nice play on first down for Lumen Christi to be able to kind of answer that. He gets 6-7 yards on first down, set up a third down, second down, 3.
Good job over there, big JT Thomas, senior at 270. Opened up some room over on the right side. Just underway here in the second. Pitch to plate. Hit the backfield. And that is a loss of about a yard back to the 29-yard line.
Connor Nemers has done a good job there for West Catholic. Lumen Christi really has only blocked him a handful of times. He's very active, a wonderful defensive back, kind of a monster back for the Falcons of West Catholic.
And a third down, long 4, short 5 here for the Titans. And they need a first down after the, again, the shocking start to the second half and a whistle. Lumen took a timeout again. They're having a lot of trouble offensively. And with West Catholic up 14-6, quick 30 break, and we're right back on 101.9 and 1450.
Hi, I'm Susie Molman of Real Living Sproat Realty. As a local area realtor, I have sold Jackson County for 19 years. These past 3 years, I have seen exponential growth in the Northwest area. It is an exciting time in home buying and selling, especially in the Mountie Nation. My oldest son is in kindergarten and so excited to be in the brand new Northwest Early Elementary School that opens in the fall. I also have a younger son at the Northwest Preschool and Child Care Center, a high-quality preschool directly connected to our school district. It is a great time to be in Mountie, and I am glad my own children get this experience from the beginning.
This is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools, and as a part of the Jackson County Connected Schools, we know firsthand how it truly takes a village to educate our students. Because of this, we are so thankful for our partnerships and our community. We are Northwest. Go Mounties!
This is High School Football on ESPN Radio 101.9 FM and 1450 AM, Jackson Sports Authority.
Big third down run for Josh Marsh. Picks up the first down for Lumen out to the 35-yard line. So on third and about 5, Sort of straight hand off to Marsh. Here's Daly on a roll looking. And a terrible pass intercepted again. Just a horrible pass by Daly. It was a wounded duck just up for grabs. As Zach Center played that really nicely, he was trying to get it to fly a plate deep. And the deep passes for the Titans right at this point don't look like they're going to be very effective. And you might want to just stick with your drags over the middle and find Breeze. I know Plate's a great receiver and everything, but you can't force it to him because these West Catholic defensive backs are going to adjust and go get that football.
What concerns you is the passes are, a couple of them have been end over end. And he only had a lot of time that time. Not like he was rushed at all. Alt drives one up to about the 45 for 5 yards. One of the few just straight running plays tonight for West Catholic. And they have a second and five. Come out in a no huddle. With the sophomore Gaetano Vallone at quarterback. And Alt breaks through the tackle by Harris, but it looks like he has a first down at the 50. They'll give him a good spot. And that will be a first down West Catholic. Kareem Harris saved a really long game there from midfield. From the 50 center in motion, and Vallone takes the handoff and rolls, chased by Breeze, flips it out here in the spot, and that'll be a first down. See where they mark it. A little short, about the 42-yard line, so they're about a yard and a half short of a first down. But right now, West Catholic rolling after that. Huge, in fact, four turnovers for Lumen Christi. And Vallone out of that short gun. Back to throw it, hit. And that is incomplete. Oh, they threw a flag on it. I think he got him in the head or in the face. Wow. Like he was throwing the ball when he got hit. But maybe you can't hit him when they throw the ball. And that'll walk it. 26-yard line, first down, West Catholic.
I think that was Robert Taylor. He did hit him as the ball was being thrown. I mean, Greg, he did hit him high. He hit him through the face, but that's not what the signal was.
No. Vallone looking and throws it out here. Good hit out there by Gwynn. Don Gwynn drilled Nemers, and he coughed it up. Second and 10. 14-6, Grand Rapids, West Catholic here.
You know, that sets up the pump and go with Nemers working on Gwynn out here.
And
more of the Titans jump offside.
Wow, Lumen jumps offside. Can't do anything right now. After really a good stretch in the first half, but they did not cash in a couple opportunities. And Vallone will run, and he'll get nothing. He'll get drilled behind the line. Joe Colt was in there, amongst others for the Titans. And third down, no gain, third and four from the 20. And Vallone looks over the defense, spread out offense.
And the little guy, bad snap, a low snap, and he'll have to eat it. He'll lose 2 or 3 yards back to the 25-yard line. That'll be a loss of about 4 and bring up a 4 and 7 or 8 here for West Catholic. Okay, a little personnel change for West Catholic. 4th and 8, this is an enormous play here for Luma. As Vallone looks, fires over the middle, and that's intercepted, deflected and picked off. Here's the run back, and picked off on the deflected pass, Nolan Crowley. Yeah, he probably shouldn't have thrown it in that area. There was really nobody open, and the ball was deflected, and Nolan Crowley grabbed it very nicely and got a nice little return out of it also to get the ball up to the Luma Christi 26. I guess David Fox must be injured. That's why he's not in there. And Luma gets an opportunity here. Hand it off for nothing. Wow. Backfield there. Bo Bell has not gotten anything done here tonight. That's a loss of a yard. Updated score from Nolan Crowley's Uncle Mike at the Western game. Western just tied Grosse Ile 21-all with 4:25 to go in the third quarter. I believe Mike Crowley's nephew, Hunter Page, is the quarterback for Jackson County Western. 2nd and 11 here for the Titans. Down 14-6. Midway in the third. Daly rolling. Hitting the backfield down. Deanne, nobody touched him, got in the backfield. Carl Myers is a big dude over there, and he's not as mobile. He's not very mobile, but he got he was either unblocked or got through somehow and dropped Daly. Daly couldn't get around him. And it's 3rd and 15. Third and 5 to go. They send Brendan White out to the left. Plate to the right. Daly looking for plate. They run that draw, and that's not fooling anybody. About 2 yards. That delay play to Josh Marsh. And the Titans will have to kick it away here, pretty deep in their own territory. The third, after really moving the ball very well in the first half. Daly just inside the 10. Long kick hits and rolls. So that will turn into a good punt down to the 32-yard line for Liam Daly. It's over 40 with no return. Probably take that every day. Couple scores, Tom. East Lansing. At the end of the third quarter, East Lansing leads St. John 6-0. Of course, Jackson High will play East Lansing in 2 weeks. I just mentioned Grosse Ile and Western are now tied at 21. Stansville leads Wesley 14-6. Hastings just scored. It's Coldwater 19, Hastings 8. And Muskegon scored, but so did Catholic Central. So it's Muskegon 12, Detroit Catholic Central 7, end of the third quarter. Birdshaw West Catholic from their 32. Vallone back to pass. He's got a man wide open out here in the flat. And then center, he's got a first down. Luma misses all kinds of tackles. He may be gone. A place tackled, no call. Wow, they just tackled place at the 10-yard line. Are you kidding? And that's a touchdown. Play with it. play was tackled by Emmers at the 10. The center goes all the way. About 68 yards, Reggie. Yeah, that's as bad of a play as I've seen Louisville Christie make. They ran off, and I knew this was going to happen. Nemers ran off the defensive back, Dom Gwynn, that made that play earlier. They ran him off, and underneath there was nobody. The pass was caught, and they sealed that off, and he was off to the races. And then Nemers did throw a wonderful block on Gwynn to propel him the rest of the way. .21-6. Keep it right here. Action tonight brought to you by Lumi Christie High School, or Lumi Christie Catholic School now, as they are known. The Collector Zone inside Peterson Jewelers and the Protection Center with Spring Arbor Lumber and Home Center, OmniSource, Bergman Specialty Products. Boy, Lumen is just, after really playing an excellent first half, is just kind of falling apart here in the third. And it started by fumbling the second half kickoff, and it's gone downhill from there. And they've done it without their starting quarterback, David Fox, who apparently was injured. They're over looking at his ankle or leg over here on the bench. But the little sophomores come in, Tom, did a nice job.
Nice safe passes, and really, you're looking for leadership at this point, but Gaetano Vallone did it. He did a very nice job.
Well, Bell, 15-yard line, 20. Cuts back, 25, drag down, 29. The 29-yard line.
Yeah, Fox is right in front of us on the bench with his leg up on the... his left leg up on the bench, and the priest is talking to him, so...
I don't think it's that bad that he needed a priest.
No, well... boy, these guys, this means everything to these kids, and the priests do have some consoling to do, but...
here's Daly, two-face, they get it to Plate. Yeah, they throw a flag. Plate, nice run by Plate. Out near a first down, and
that back just threw that flag 25 yards.
And they're all against Lumen now. Oh. See how far they bring this back. Shot blocked. Oh, it's on Grand Rapids. And I think that's 15. This will be from the spot at the end of the play. And that takes it all the way to the West Catholic 47-yard line.
With 8 seconds left in the third quarter, it's Columbia Central 28, Napoleon nothing.
Nice shot by Columbia. That tilt over on 105.3 tonight. Kelly with Bell in motion. That little slip hand off to the fullback. Marsh is just a water bug. He got 7 yards out of nothing. Josh Marsh, he's really had a terrific night. And down to the 40. .255 in the third. Second down and 3 for the Titans. Daly keeps it, and he'll get first down. He drops the ball. I think they said he was down, but we'll see. Lumen will keep it, and they will get a first down, about 4 yards there for Liam Daly. Problem is, especially you get behind by a couple touchdowns, Lumen throwing game has been almost non-existent. Really, the one big play they got was a miracle pass that probably should have been picked. It was end over end, and Clayton made an unbelievable catch. Here's Clayton again. Turns the corner into the secondary. Clayton is down inside the 15-yard line.
You're going to have to just get him the ball somehow.
Yeah.
You can't throw it deep. You get it to him on a handoff or a reversal of the backfield.
Just pitch it to him.
Yeah, he's too good. He's got to have the ball in his hands.
15-yard line. Lumen threatening. Down 21-6, two to go in the third. And there's a little handoff to Marsh. Look at Marsh. He's just down to the 10. You can't even find him in there amongst all the big boys. And he's inside the 10-yard line for 5 solid yards on first down on that little slip handoff. One of Tom's favorite players has just hit a home run, Jose Bautista.
Joey Bat.
Joey Bat's 5-1, Toronto.
Joey follows me on Twitter.
Does he
follow you?
He could.
I'm sure he's interested in the score of this game.
Here's Plain again. Turns the corner, gets a couple yards, a little short of a first down. Thanks to see to get to the 5 for a first down there at about the 7 or so. And a third down and 2. Bloom and Christie trying to give themselves a chance here. They're down 21-6. And they need a score here and probably a 2. Two tight ends. And that's a first down down to about the 2-yard line. Joe Bolt,
first back through, and Bolt hit the hole pretty nicely over left, just to the left of center, and that's Logan Martin's over there.
That offensive line's just really done a nice job.
Yeah, they really have, especially the left side. Now, somebody just doubled over as they came off the field.
Well, they marked it back at the 4. On first, and there's a touchdown, Roman. Josh Marsh. A little water bug just entered into the end zone. He's a 160, soaking wet. And it's 21-12 with 27 seconds to go here in the third quarter.
Okay, you're down by 9 with 27 seconds to go. They're obviously sending in the play to go for 2 here.
That makes sense. I didn't like their kicking game earlier. And Daly, everybody in tight. He pitches to play. He's going to throw it. And caught for 2. Wildenhaus, I believe, was back there in the back of the end zone. Pretty good throw by Wyatt White. Lumen converts on a 2, and they're back in it. 21-14. Stick around. Back in 30 on 101.9 and 1450.
Lumen Christi Catholic School, welcoming students from grade 7 through 12 for one united school to serve families. And proud to announce the opening of one of the first human performance labs in the Midwest. These labs promote, assess, and evaluate human performance as it relates to physical health, wellness, and nutrition through research. Students will experience direct benefits of healthy choices on their own body systems. Learn more now. Call 787-5080.
This is high school football on ESPN Radio 101.9 FM and 1450 AM, Jackson Sports Authority.
GLC, Tom Rashford, Nick Rashford, Josh Ankrell here in beautiful downtown Grand Rapids. And the Titans back in business, down 21-14. And kicking off, don't have his number in our media guide. Go figure. Lions getting shut out by hapless Jacksonville in the fourth quarter. Here's center on a run back. One man missed him. Two men missed him. Three and four got him. 26-yard line. That's something the Titans need to shore up. Their special teams have not. They've won so many games over the years. Their special teams, tonight they have been suspect. Yeah, that's to say the least. And then, you know, it even boils down. Sometimes they're not even covering the kicks that well. But the PAT is the thing that still bugs you. If you can't make them by kicking, then develop a package where you go for two all the time and, you know, utilize that weapon. On first down, Malone's going to run it and gets out about the 29-yard line. He rolled to the 30. And they'll give him that extra yard or so. Second down and five. In the starting quarterback, real good one, David Fox. Did not play a play here in the second half. That ends the third quarter. It's West Catholic 21, Lumen Christi 14. We're back in 1 minute on 101.9 and 1450.
Okay, are you ready for the biggest play of the season? It involves you, you moving, and you enjoying your retirement at Countryside. Don't strike out and settle for a smaller apartment. At Countryside on the corner of Robinson and McCain Roads, bigger is better. Our apartments are larger and rent for less. Bigger really is better. Call Jackson's Finest in Retirement Living today and ask for me, Diana, your independent living expert, 787-4150, or visit us at Gantons.com.
My name is Carla Bergman, owner and operator of Bergman Specialty Products. Bergman Specialty Products offers custom repair services and stocks a wide variety of O-rings, U-cups, gaskets, and gasket material, polyseals, wipers, and O-ring cord stock in a wide variety of different materials in standard or metric sizes. So please call today at 517-764-9043 or come visit us at our website for a quick quote at www.bergmanspecialty.com.
This is high school football on ESPN Radio 101.9 FM and 1450 AM, Jackson Sports Authority.
Second down and about five here for the Falcons. Lead by seven, and we're about to start the fourth quarter. They have the long runs, and he's going to be hitting the backfield and drill back at the 26-yard line. Outstanding defense there for Lumen Christi.
Yeah, the Titans are a little smaller back there, but those kids certainly are aggressive. The first man to hit him was Kareem Harris.
And a third down and about eight for the Falcons.
Titans are a little smaller, but very much quicker.
21-14 Malone looking, and they set up a little screen out here. That's got to be a hold. There's the flag. Again, they just grabbed Lumen Christie's number 53, who didn't make it into our media guide. But that was right in front of the official. And that'll be a hold back there at about the 27.
West Catholic tried to set up that little screen pass again, and it was really kind of open except for the one player that was held.
So third and about 20. Clock runs, 21-14, West Catholic. Third and very long. Up to 17, Malone back to throw, a lot of pressure, throws it out here, almost intercepted, went right through the hands of Nemers, right into the hands over there of Gwynn, out in the flat, and he couldn't hang out. Yeah, he had a golden opportunity there as the Falcons could not convert that pass. Man, that would have been a gift for the Titans because he could have walked into the end zone from about the 15-yard line. Fox was the kicker, so they have the backup punter in there. they've had a couple of bad snaps here tonight. Big Carl Myers back there. About the three. Oh, that snap will go out of the end zone for a safety. Out of the end zone for a safety. Free kick, West Catholic. Lumen down by five. 11:05 to go. What a turn of events here. Late third quarter, early fourth. Well, those doggone special teams, it goes both ways early in the season, so West Catholic is afflicted there, and the Titans take advantage of that, so they're going to get the ball back in really nice field position. With 11:05 to go in the ball game, it's West Catholic 21 and Lumen Christi 16. You knew the Titans would hang in there even down by
four. They don't quit.
They don't quit. And a nice job to hang in there. Got a wild one over at Concord. Concord just scored again. They lead Hanover Horn 38-28.
Wow. Tigers scored a couple runs, but Toronto's still leading 5-3 in the seventh.
And over in Milwaukee, Ryan Lamar struck out swinging in his first at-bat tonight to drop in for, he's now 1-for-11.
Well, here's the kick for West Catholic. Lumen should get pretty good field position into a dead area.
It's picked up by Marsh, 40, 45, 47-yard line.
And Lumen Christi, 53 yards away from taking the lead here. 10:59 to go.
It's 21-16 if you took off, but it was 21-6.
Lumen like to put about an 8-minute drive together here.
And they give it to play. Gets inside, gets outside. 50. Tackle, 45, they throw a flag. Man, he runs hard. He has to have the ball in his hands.
Yeah, Bell didn't even have to make a block there. He was out there and they threw a flag on him.
And they call a hold on Bell. That hurts.
Good run by Plain. He was at 10 yards. This will take it back to the 45 and a first down and about 11 or so for the Titans.
O'clock at 101.9 and 14:50 in Jackson. All the scores tomorrow morning, Sports Saturday program. Right here. There's that little slip hand off Marsh. Scrambling. And probably lost a yard. That's probably the first time tonight they've really stopped that play call. Now third and long.
Second down.
Oh, I'm sorry. Penalty. So it's second down and long. So very manageable here for the Titans. Yeah.
Ball's at the 44.
Just looking at the West Catholic bench because we're on their sideline. Just a moment ago, both Fox and Vallone, both quarterbacks, were both being treated for injuries. Here's a flag. Of course, Fox has been out and hasn't come back in. Vallone was treated, and he's back over on the sideline.
It's like an offside, and it's on Lumen. Goodness.
You know, that's totally up to that the sideline guys to call that. Last night, early in the game, Armand Jones for Jackson High lined up. His feet were clearly in the same neutral zone as the football, but the official let him go away with it. I would almost wish the officials would call that last night because
if he thinks he can get away with that, you get deeper in the season against a better opponent, and that gets called, it's going to hurt you.
Firing out here, caught, very short game. 4 yards or so. Brendan White, the catch, 3rd and 11 from the 45. 9:35 to go. Go out of time. Lumen down 21-16.
Hey, Hunter Page just caught an 80-yard touchdown pass. He's not the quarterback. He's a receiver. So Page with an 80-yard touchdown. Western lead, Girls Eagle, 27-21, 8:56 to go in the game.
Lumen takes a timeout. Quick break here. We'll be back 30 seconds. Back in 30 on 101.9, 1450.
A rock-solid reputation of providing excellent service, support, and satisfaction. Committed to give their customers the best service available with the best parts and accessories. And a staff who has made it their business to know the business. Blair's Car Care, auto service and repair, tires and glass. If you have things to do and can't wait, they even offer a shuttle service. Blair's Car Care at 2424 Wildwood Avenue. Online at blairsauto.com or call 782-8116.
This is high school football on ESPN Radio 101.9 FM and 1450 AM, Jackson Sports Authority.
They're now coming up for the Titans. Need 11 to hold on to the ball. From the 45-yard line, Liam Daly. Dropping deep, looking, a throwback. Got a block out there. And that's Paul Bell, and he's close to a first down. He's going to be a little short. He's about a yard short of a first down. Maybe a yard and a half. Fourth down. Probably not much of a decision here for the Titans. Down 21-16, 8:50 to go in the game. I don't even think they're going to mess around trying to draw them offside. Fourth down. Or they did mess around and try to draw them offside. You could kick them deep here, Tom. And make them, see if they might want to turn it over. The backup quarterback. A little pressure on him now. Put Lumen back in the game. He's not fast, but the Titans, they can put pressure. They have been able to bring pressure. They've got some smaller kids that kind of squeeze through those gaps. They're big up front, but those defensive backs are coming off the edge. But the Titans defensive backs, conversely, need to maybe gamble a little bit less what they've been doing. Because that stop and go is there, and I know they're going to set that up. Because Glenn really jumped Nemers. He really jumped him at one time, and I know they've got that thing set up. Fourth down, yard and a half. Daly keeps it, and got the first down. Flipped about maybe 3 yards out of it, and the chains move. First down, Lumen. 8:24 to go. They're down 21-16, and they're at the West Catholic 42-yard line. Barn burner tonight in Grand Rapids. Pretty nifty footwork there by Liam Daly. Titans come out in that post power set this time. They give it off to Harris. Pretty good run. He's now near the 36-yard line.
I like how he covers the ball with both hands.
Max, second down. He got him out five, Tom.
Yep, nice offensive line again. Looks real good for the first game of the year. Those kids will continue to improve.
Ball at the Falcon, between the 37 and 8. Liam Daly on that power. Keep
gets it, shakes a couple of tackles, and struggles forward. Not much there at all. Be a third, about five or so for Lumen. We're down to 6:55 left in this till. Big play here. Lumen needs some positive yardage. And Lola Miller, she's got a first down inside the 30-yard line. Josh Marsh, nice job up front. Gage Mullen, Jacob Meisner, Logan Martin's in the middle. Nice seam, and that was enormous. That was clutch right there. Now a fresh set of downs at the West Catholic 30. Lubbock Christie down by 5 with 6.5 minutes to go in the game. Gage Mullen out over that football. Daly, two tight ends. They go to play. 30, 25. He's gone. Oh, he's coming up. He's down at about the 12-yard line. I think the tight end on that side was Breeze, but Bo Bell threw that block, and they punched a wide-open hole for Wyatt Plate. Plate's hurt. Hopefully it's a cramp. He was grabbing his calf area. Hopefully. Lumen Christie, 12 yards away from taking the lead. And the trainer's out looking at Wyatt Plate, who's he's in some pain, Tom. What do you think? Well, he wants to get off, so yeah, I think it's a cramp. But they're looking at his left leg. 30 break, just 30. We're right back on 101.9 and 1450.
This is Scrap Chat with Max Hall, reminding you that while all metal has value, not all metal recyclers value you. At Omnisource, guys like me tell you what your metal's worth and how to make it worth even more the next time. Because we grind up and spit out scrap, not customers. Find frank advice and fair payment at one of our 5 Omnisource yards conveniently located in Southwest Michigan. For locations and a list of metals we buy, visit Omnisource.com.
This is high school football on ESPN Radio 101.9 FM and 1450 AM, Jackson Sports Authority.
And I want to come back here by Lumen. They're 10 yards away from taking the lead here at West Catholic. Played to the sidelines. Certainly did appear that that was a cramp. Marsh in the backfield with Bo Bell. And Daly keeps it. Daly's inside the 5 on first down. Clock 5:40 to go. Well, plate's back. Plate was not out long. Lumen trails. 21-16. And there's Marsh. And he's down to about the 2-yard line. Yeah, tough sledding in there, even though Lumen Christie's offensive line is pretty nice. Got some pretty good sized kids up front for West Catholic. Under 5 to go. 21-16 West Catholic. Lumen was down 21-6. Touchdown, a 2, and a safety. Daly. Bo Bell, no.
Well, penetration there for Hutting.
Yeah, penetration on that side of the line by West Catholic, and that was a good side of the offensive line for the Titans. At least they went to their best, and right at about the 3-yard line, it's going to be fourth down. Watch. Flip the tight end out there, Tom. I like the quarterback belly. Keep the ball in Daly's hand.
place as a flanker, he might be able to run a reverse.
Pitch to play.
Touchdown, Roman Christie!
And a flag here after the play.
Yeah, play was the 100 man, and he went in motion, so it was effectively a reverse. And Daly turned and reverse pivoted and pitched it to him, and he got in the end zone, and he's called for an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty after the touchdown. So Luma Christie does lead 22-21 with 4:01 to go in the game. I think that's close possession, isn't it?
Yeah, I believe so.
Wyatt plays very, very emotional, and you can kind of see that happening after he was fair catch a punt. He'd flip it to the, you know, almost defiantly to the official. Those things need to be addressed, or this could go on all season. But he's a heck of a football player, but you got to tone that down.
So on the extra point, they bring it back to about the 18-yard line. Well, 22-21, Loman. Now let's see what they're doing. They're reassessing. I think they have to do it on the kickoff, Tim. Yeah, that'll be assessed on the kickoff.
That's where I thought it was originally. It's close possession.
4:01 to go.
Because by then the touchdown was scored, it was a dead ball. Titans are messed up. They got two guys in motion.
And they go to play back at the 5-yard line. Yeah, that was a pass, and Lumen has no timeout, so they couldn't really stop the clock there. They couldn't take a timeout to regroup. And 22-21, 30 break, right back, 101-9, 1450.
From autograph memorabilia to sports cards, comic books, action figures, and Magic the Gathering, get in touch with your youth. Get into the Collector Zone. The Collector Zone offers top-of-the-line card holders and storage products for all sizes. They even buy collectibles and have all the new stuff, too. Get in touch with your youth with MSU and U of M autographs. The Collector Zone, connected to Peterson Jewelers, next to the Hunt Club.
This is high school football on ESPN Radio 101.9 FM and 1450 AM, Jackson Sports Authority.
Loomis Christie has rallied back to take a 22-21 lead over the defending Division V state champions. 4 minutes to go. 15-yard walk-off assessed on the kick, so Bloomin kicking from the 25, and Falcons should get phenomenal field position here. They've almost run a couple of these back all the way anyway. And there's a little pooch kick, rolls around, picked up at the 40. And center to the 45. That's about as good as Lumen could have expected or hoped for there. So 55 yards away, of course, the field goal wins it. Forty-five-yard line of West Catholic. 3:55 to go. 22-21. Titans. Hold on to your hat. The sophomore quarterback, Vallone. Gonna run it. Right up the middle. Goodness. And Place got him, but 12 yards.
Yeah, that was a very easy run on first down right up the gut for West Catholic. That's like a punch in the gut for the Titans.
Yeah, you got to get lower, Tom. On first from the 42. Yeah, low man wins. And a low snap. No tackle in the backfield. Good run by Hall. That's about 6 yards. Down to the 36. Second, just about 3 here for Wes Kapley. Three minutes to go. Malone out of the gun. He's just going to run it again. Pops off a tackle, has a first down near the 30, about the 31-yard line.
Boy, those four plays look real nice for West Catholic. They're really digging it out now, and they're running with conviction.
Bowman's got to really dig in here.
And, Greg, I really seriously doubt if West Catholic's going to throw the ball.
No, you got to get up there.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
Malone simply, this time he hands off to Hall, pops through there to the 25. Bloomin just getting buried at the line of scrimmage right now, their defense. Need to make a play, 2:20 to go. Clock running. And the Titans have no timeout, they can't. Malone back at the 30. And breaks another tackle, just a terrible tackle.
You know, that was that was a nice run, though. He broke off that tackle, and he somehow kept his feet and kept going. Got hit by another kid, but still nosed out another yard or two.
No, by Harris.
Another West Catholic first down.
Harris just jumped at his legs with no wrap-up. Ball at the 18. The sophomore Malone is thrilled. 20-yard line.
Good penetration up front. Cam Elger.
Good job.
On the stop. Boy, do they need that. 1:30 to go. Lumen Christi leads 22-21 at West Catholic driving.
Short gun snap to Malone. And a timeout call, Wes Kaplik. They tried to get Lumen to jump offside. They didn't do it.
Very exciting.
And we are down to 1:13 to go. Wow. Keep it right here. For the Auto Lab, Subway Sub Shops. Legacy Assisted Living, Blair's Car Care, Blooming Christi Catholic School, the Protection Center, American Title, ProCare Automotive, Spring Arbor Lumber and Home Center, Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning. Part of our group, that's just part of them, here tonight on 101.9 and 1450. And what a game we have had. Be second and 11.
Does West Catholic have a field goal kicker? They messed up the first PAT.
That second one, though, he kicked it through.
No problem.
No, they passed. A third one.
Okay.
Here's Malone. He hands to Hall. Takes to Hall. Good tackle. 18-yard line. Bradley came up with this time a outstanding play by Kareem Harris. The little junior linebacker. Third down, 8. The long haul in the backfield on 3rd and 8 from. Boy, they gave him a great spot down almost to the 15. Fires it out here in the flex.
Oh, it's going to bring up the fourth down. Wide open. Zach Center took his eye off it and popped the football. All alone in the flat. Fourth down.
35 seconds to go.
This is why Dan Rowan makes the big money.
Well, he's not going to put it on sophomore place kicker Liam Poos.
He was right in front of us warming up, and he's keeping the team on the field on fourth down. Here it is. This is the ball game. 35 seconds left, fourth down. About seven. Malone. Trying to get Loman to jump. And West Catholic takes a time. Oh, boy. Wow, what a ball game. Fourth and about seven. The ball is at just outside the 15. If they tried a field goal, Tom, be about 33-yard range. And they had a timeout to do that. That made perfect sense. Loman, no timeouts. And they haven't had one. I think there was about 8 minutes to go in the game when they used their last one. Hey, we got a final. Western holds on and beats Gross Eel 27-21.
Good for them.
They're going to go for it here on fourth, about seven. Lumen's going to really get up there and play defense. And Malone looking. Hit it in! John Breeze was back there. Who else? John Breeze and Grant Smith brought Malone to the ground as he was throwing to win this game for the Titans. 29 seconds left. Loman Christy 22, Grand Rapids West Catholic 21. Unbelievable. He had nowhere to go. Good job up front. Both Breeze and Smith were there. The secondary held. I thought they had somebody open, but Malone, the sophomore left-handed quarterback, could not get the ball to any receiver. It fell harmlessly to the turf, and it looks like the Titans are going to win this one. Daly just has to take a knee. 15-yard line. Liam Daly takes a knee. The clock runs. And the clock runs. And this one's over. And Loman Christy has come to Grand Rapids and stunned West Catholic with a tremendous second half comeback. What a ball game. 22-21 for Loman Christy. Wow. Tom, that's a great win. This is unreal when you're down 21-6. And, you know, they've made a number of mistakes, as all schools do opening game. And, you know, after that unsportsmanlike conduct penalty, which might have been the most costly of them, West Catholic had pretty good field position here on that last drive. But the Titans were able to, as badly as they played right in the center of the field right there, when the ball got inside that 20, they were able to make a handful of plays and keep them from scoring.
Wow.
And come out of here with a one-point win.
That is amazing.
Two-minute break. We'll come back, wrap it up. Subway player of the game on ESPN 101.9 and 1450.
This is high school football on ESPN Radio 101.9 FM and 1450 AM, Jackson Sports Authority.
Greg O'Connor, Tom Ransford, and Josh Ankrell tonight from Grand Rapids, a stunned West Catholic crowd. Heading to the exits. Happy Jackson crowd. Good, great crowd from Loman here at the game tonight.
You think about it, West Catholic, the two-time defending state champs, haven't lost in a long time.
Yeah.
And Loman Christy hasn't lost a regular season game in a long time. You know, they've gotten knocked off in the playoffs, but they've been 9-0 the last few years in the regular season. Might even be 3 years.
And they...
What a way to... I mean, they held together amongst a great deal of adversity.
Well, they overcame four turnovers, Tom.
for one thing, and able to somehow scratch out this win. Tom has a look at some of the scoring plays.
You know, West Catholic scored first real early in the game, 10 minutes left in the first quarter. David Fox scored on an 8-yard run. West Catholic's kick was no good, so it was 6-0. And that was kind of the, you know, when you miss those first extra points like that, it kind of sets the tone. Louisville Christie came back with 3:37 to go in the first. Liam Daly scored on a 1-yard quarterback run. Booth's kick failed for Louisville Christie, and it was tied at 6. 3:37 to go in the first quarter. No scoring in the second, so we were tied at 6 at the intermission. But Louisville Christie fumbled the second half kickoff, and 3 plays later, Gaetano Vallone, the sophomore backup quarterback for West Catholic, scored from 2. They threw a beautiful reverse pass and led on the PAT and led 14-6 with 10:57 to go in the third. Titans came back. I'm sorry, West Catholic scored again with 3:49 to go in the third, and that long 65-yard touchdown pass, they kicked the PAT and led 21-6. So Titans were down 21-6 with 3:49 to go in the third quarter. But they scored about the last play of the third, 27 seconds left. Marsh went in from 4 and then played through that pass to Wildenhaus down here into the north end zone. Brought it to 21-14. In the fourth, they got the safety when the snap went over the head right after that kickoff.
That was huge.
Yeah, on fourth down, right after that kickoff, the safety went, when the snap on the punt went over the punter's head. Titans were now down only 21-16. And with 4 minutes and 1 second to go in the game, Wyatt Plate scored on a 6-yard run. They do not score on the conversion. At that point, they led 22-21. And then the unsportsmanlike conduct penalty against Plate really put the Titans in a hole because the kickoff was 15 yards back. So really nice field position for the Falcons. And they drove the ball from midfield down to about the 15 or so, about as far as they got.
Yeah, to the 15.
And the Titans, you know, held fast on fourth down and won the game. They had one more, just had to take a knee with about 28 seconds to go and come out of here with a 1-point win.
Yeah, we've seen it many times, but some special meaning when you go on the road and beat the defending Division V two-time state champions. They won, 4 out of 5, long winning streak. And again, they lost their starting quarterback, but the Long's a good player, Tom. He wasn't chopped liver back there.
Well, no, neither one of them were. In 5, I feel bad for Fox. He got hurt. You never know. Malone may end up being the QB the rest of the season now as those things happen.
Subway Sub Shop player of the game, we're going with Josh Marsh. He got the tough yards tonight for Lumen in the middle. He was outstanding. The senior at just 160 pounds running from the fullback spot, and he did some dirty, dirty work for the Titans tonight, aiding them in their huge opening night road win tonight, 22-21, a classic. All the scores tomorrow, let's recap some of them right now with Tom Ranchford before we leave you. Tom?
You're presupposing we get home tonight to get to those scores.
Well, it's only 9:30.
You know where we are?
I know how fast your car is.
Jackson County Western did beat Grosse Ile 27-21. Final score, Columbia Central 35, Napoleon nothing. At last check, Concord was leading Hanover 38-28. And Clinton was leading Manchester 20-13.
Lenawee Christian
beat
Britton Deerfield 16-6. A final in the CAAC Blue saw St. John's come back. They were down 6-0, and St. John's came back and beat East Lansing 19-6. And Jackson High plays East Lansing in 2 weeks. Also in 2 weeks, Lumen Christie will play Harper Creek. Harper Creek got annihilated by Caledonia for the second straight year. Caledonia 40, Harper Creek 3. Also, I think at the final, another school on Lumen Christie's schedule is Coldwater. Coldwater beat Hastings 33-3. Might even be worse than that. I don't really have any other finals. I know Saline had their backups in against Rockford.
Wow.
That's how bad it was. At last check, Saline 37, Rockford 17. Muskegon Oak Ridge hammered Muskegon Catholic. Gaylord 35, Sheboygan nothing. So they are not going to enjoy their pancakes at Alice's restaurant.
Not tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
And that's a bitter foe, Gaylord and Sheboygan.
Oh, what a night here. Just in the Catholic Central, leading Muskegon 15-12, 7 minutes left in that tilt at last check, one of the big games around the state. This was one of the big ones, and a big comeback win for Lumen Christie tonight. We thank Josh Ankrell, our many sponsors. Again, we'll have all the scores tomorrow, just after 8 o'clock, Sports Saturday program. For Anderson Distributing, Polly's Country Markets, for Tom Ranchford, and Nick Ranchford, Josh Ankrell, GLC, somewhere in Grand Rapids. Thanks for your time this time. Till next time.